This is 1340 WJOL. We are Will County's News Talk Sports. Locum in the morning for Monday, February 3rd. Steve Brandy's here from the Will County Health Department. Hello, Mr. Brandy.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to see you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, we wanted to have you folks in here today. There's a lot going on with the Will County Health Department. Sue Olenek is Executive Director. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in. But, Steve, before we get into some of the things that we were going to discuss, obviously coronavirus is on the top of mind. Everyone's talking about it. So just kind of give us an overview of what you guys are doing at the Will County Health Department because of this issue.
Well, we're monitoring what's going on around like everybody else. We are following the news. We are hearing what's happening. But Sue came to me last week and said, hey, let's get a press release out reminding everybody we are in the middle of a challenging flu season, and that needs to not be forgotten. And I spoke to our epidemiologist, Alpesh Patel, and he said, yes. I mean, the symptoms in coronavirus are very similar to the flu. But look, we've got a challenging flu season going on. It's an annual flu season with stronger numbers compared to last year. And that's what everybody has a chance of getting right now. Coronavirus, right. Yes, there was a person-to-person transfer last week. It was a wife to a husband, a wife who had just returned from China. So that was our way of saying, yes, this is very serious, but let's keep our eye on the ball on what everybody else, really everybody, needs to be watching for. The flu season. If you didn't get a shot, get one. Cover your cough. Stay at home if you're sick. The same advice still applies on that. We need to keep our eye on that ball.
You guys taking any special precautions at the health department, Sue?
No, not at this time. We're encouraging people, as Steve said, to what we call the three C's, clean, cover, and contain. Clean surfaces, clean your hands, keep areas clean. Cover your mouth if you're coughing, you're sneezing, and contain if you're symptomatic, if you think you have the flu. If you can, stay home. Stay home and get rest and get better and then go back to work.
Very, very good. Thank you very much for the comments, guys. Corona, everyone's talking about it. You know, so much is happening in China that we don't know about. We can only cover what's happening here. But again, the main flu is a bigger risk, big time.
I will tell you that, you know, the information that we're getting through our channels at the health department is the same information that they're making available to the public. Hmm. Anyone can go on the CDC website or go on the WHO World Health Organization website. They have a lot of information, a lot of resources. And, you know, I compare what's on the websites to what we're getting every day. And it's the same information. They're being very transparent.
Good. And then they need to be. We all need to be kept in the loop, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's go on here and talk a little bit about some of the other news that's happening with the Will County Health Department. First, you guys have a new resource guide that's out. This is nice.
Yes, we do. Wow. We are so proud of that. It is a very small, kind of almost a pocket size resource guide. That document contains every program and service that the health department provides. For years, we would hear, well, gee, do you have a pamphlet? Do you have a document that, you know, we can look at? We have it now. It covers all the programs and services, the hours of operation, if there are eligibility requirements, if there are any fees that might be applicable. Many times there are not. And then it also has a direct link under each program for that program on our website. So we are getting them out to our partners in the community right now. We don't want to just throw 50 of them on a table somewhere or at a counter and people pick them up and, you know, don't use them. Exactly.
Right.
What we're trying to do is use this to assist our partners in the community, you know, the schools or the hospitals, all the other social service organizations. And when they think they are coming in contact with somebody or they get questions from somebody about the health department, they pull out the resource guide and they say, hey, you know, they've got a WIC program at the health department.
Right.
Here are the hours. Here's the information. So we're getting those out. If there are any entities that don't receive any, maybe in the next week or so, give Steve a call or send him an email and we'll make sure we get one out for you.
These are fantastic. I mean,
Thank you.
So many programs I didn't know you offered. Because when you say Will County Health Department, you really don't know unless you work for them or have used them. You really don't know everything that you do, but you can read everything you do now.
Yeah, and we have a lot of programs. Everything from immunizations to, you know, a lot of maternal child health programs, behavioral health. We run a primary care clinic, a dental clinic.
Radon.
Radon, yeah. Food inspections. I mean, we really run the gamut. So this is a very nice, concise resource guide, and it's also on our website, www.wilkcountyhealth.org, and you can take a look at it there as well.
All right, and Brando, how can people get a hold of one of these if they really, really want one?
Well, they can get a hold of me, and my email is sbrandy@wilkcountyhealth.org, but we've got Nicole helping us, as Sue said, get them out to our partners, Nicole Garrett, our MAP connection and member of Family Health Services at the Will County Health Department. And but they can get a hold of me, sbrandy@wilkcountyhealth.org, and we've been kind of passing these out as we go along, as Sue says. Get them. I was at an event at one of the elementary schools at District 86 about a month ago, and I gave one to the nurse's office. And as Sue said, that's the idea. We want a lot of these school nurses' offices to have these. Oh, yeah, the Will County Health Department can help you, can help your family. So, yes, please check it out on the website. Get a hold of us if you need one.
Good. Hey, before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about the building. I know things have moved along very, very quickly. This good weather has probably helped a little bit. There's a little bit of an adjustment, though, to your timeline, correct?
Yes, there is. We are now going to be looking to move into the building about mid-April. Initially, it was June, and then we were looking at March. You know, there's a lot of moving parts, and, you know, we're just happy to be getting into a new building. So that's just fine with us. It's beautiful. It's going to be user-friendly. It's easy to navigate. It's going to be a wonderful addition. I think, you know, our clients, our customers, and our patients, they've been very, very cooperative, very patient with our transition. We've got some parking issues that people have been, you know, very patient with, and we appreciate that. And the parking will get just a little bit worse until it gets better. But, you know, we keep our eye on the prize, and that is a brand new purpose-built building that will be wonderful for the community. And I so much appreciate the things that the county board has done to make that happen.
Well, that's huge. It had to get done, because for many people in county services, it might be the only thing they ever touch. You know, maybe they don't ever have to use the courthouse. Maybe they don't go to the clerk's office for one reason or another, or the treasurer's office. It might be the only thing, and you know, they deserve a nice facility to use.
Absolutely. And you know, the building that we're in now, our current main office building in Joliet, when we move into the new building, which is about 50 feet away, that old building's going to be almost 100 years old.
Wow.
So the county residents, the taxpayers, I think, have really gotten their money's worth in that building. So it's time for a new one, and we are ready.